Hidden History. Well, I reckon if they haven't made a movie of this yet, it'd be a good movie. The Gold Escort Robbery in Heathcote, 1853. Charles Fay is our Hidden History expert. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. It certainly would make a good movie.
Had a bit of everything, didn't it?
Oh, everything, yeah. Yeah, robbery, murder, betrayal, everything, yeah.
Ooh. So tell us a bit about it.
Okay. Well, in July 1853, a gold escort was moving from the McIver gold diggings, which were around Heathcote, and they were going to go from McIver to catch up with the regular Bendigo gold escort at Kyneton. And so they made their way from Heathcote, and they came to Myer, and the escort was basically... There were three troopers in the escort, and they were each armed with a sword, a revolver, and a carbine. And there was one sergeant and a superintendent and a driver in the escort. And as they came to Myer, they came across a tree that had fallen across the road. And the sergeant went on to investigate, and as he was doing that, a whole group of chaps appeared from the bush and fired on the escort. And they seriously wounded two of the troopers and the driver of the escort carriage. And very quickly, the men emerged from the bush and emptied all the contents from the carriage and made their escape, leaving the injured behind.
Wow! And I believe it was something like 10 grand or something, which of course. In today's standards, would be an absolute fortune.
Well, I just tried to do some calculations. I mean, there was something like 2,200 ounces of gold, which in today's value for gold is about 6 million. So it was quite a haul, really.
Oh, forget the old Great Train robbery. The Gold Escort robbery, that's the one when it comes to how much dough they took. So what happened after that? You mentioned a bit of the old betrayal and so forth. So what was the outcome of it all?
Well, the outcome of it all is that the bush rangers tried to make their way back to Melbourne. But John Francis, had been on McIver Goldfield, and he'd stolen a revolver from a digger working next to him, and this digger put in a report to the police, and that basically revealed that he thought his neighbour John Francis had stolen his revolver. So the police went looking for John Francis. And his brother George Francis was involved in the robbery too, and they found them on board a ship, the Madagascar, and found the gold in their possession, found the revolver, and there was another crook by the name of Melville trying to escape on another ship, the Coloony. Well, anyway, basically the police arrested George Francis and John Francis. And in essence, they both turned Crown witness and basically dobbed in all the rest of the convicts.
But George didn't have a happy ending, did he not?
No. George, having confessed on his way back to... They took them back to Heathcote to sort of look at the scene of the crime. On his way back to Melbourne, he cut his throat.
Oh, God.
And it seems the terrible outcome... is basically that John Francis then turned a crown witness and basically dobbed in three of his mates. One of those mates basically condemned him from the courtroom.
Yeah.
And he was told to sort of stop that by the judge. And then he said, "May God forgive me as I forgive John Francis."
Oh, no.
Yeah, but then that didn't stop him from being hung a couple of days later.
And so in October, what about John Francis then? How did
John Francis basically it's believed was given £500 as a reward for turning Crown evidence, and apparently he and his wife headed off to South Africa.
Oh, God, that's a good outcome from his perspective.
Yeah, and the other interesting thing about the whole incident is that One of the bush rangers apparently sort of left the group rather than going back to Melbourne. A guy by the name of Joseph Gray, who was supposed to have been the leader of the whole incident, and he fled the colony and went to South Australia and was never found again.
Wow. I'd love to try and track down the relatives of John Francis in South Africa. That would be fascinating.
That would be very fascinating.
Well, a great story, and I reckon we better stitch up the movie rights to that. I reckon we could be onto something, Charles. Okay. All right, mate.
It would be a great film.
Oh, yeah. It would be. Terrific. All right, mate. Listen, have a great week, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, catch you, Mark.
Thanks very much indeed. Charles Fay, historian extraordinaire on The Wake Up Call.